Yeah, Kenny, just a brief update to let you know what's happening. We're here at the finish ramp area waiting on the leading cars to come down. They've just come off the last stage, which is on Greenan, and we can confirm live on Highland Radio Saturday Sport, Declan and Brian Boyle have taken yet another Donegal Harvest Stages rally. It's back-to-back Harvest titles for the Letchermack Award crew, and really since they inherited the lead on stage four after Patter Herson had dropped out following a clutch problem, that wee Ford Fiesta performed impeccably and was fastest in all of the stages after that. And as the afternoon went on and the road started to dry up, the Fiesta grew even faster again. But in the end up, there's well over a minute and a half, possibly near 2 minutes the difference in between the cars at the end. Unfortunately for Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guiney, who were in the Skoda Fabia S2000, they had problems in the car coming off the last couple of stages, and unfortunately for them, we believe they didn't make it to the start of the last stage, so their home rally coming to a very disappointing end. So that meant that Gary Cairns from Monaghan Driving and Escort finished in second overall. Now, we were following Gary earlier on in the timesheet, but due to his road position, which was further down compared to the rest, he was running something like 20 or 21st on the road, but Gary's been putting up fabulous times throughout the afternoon, and coming, I suppose, behind the scenes from us guys that were following at the front, he moved right up through the leaderboard, and in the end up took a brilliant second overall. So a great run by Gary Cairns from Monaghan, and I suppose from Monaghan supporters, it makes up for the disappointment of Gary McPhillips, who went out on stage seven. Wesley Patterson and Eric Kinney's Johnny Bird, they have finished third overall in their Mark II Escort, so another good performance by Wesley Patterson in Donegal, and they took third overall. And well done as well to Aidan Wright in the Mitsubishi. We can confirm he has won Group N, that is Class 4, he has won Group N. So, briefly, once again, Kenny, Declan and Brian Boyle, winners of the 2015 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. They've won very, very comfortably indeed, ahead of Gary Cairns from Monaghan in the Mark II, then Wesley Patterson, and Letterkenny's own Johnny Baird finishing third, also in a Mark II, and Aidan Ray has taken the Group N category. We'll have a reaction for you very, very soon, because the leading cars are due in here to the Angrenan Hotel in Birtwell in the next 5 to 10 minutes, Kenny, so we'll have some reaction shortly for you.
Highland's coverage of the 2015 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally is in association with Campsie Karting Derry, Ireland's only four-star karting centre.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Welcome back. We're here with the cars at regroup just before they go into the finish at Angrenan Hotel in Burton. As you know, Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle, back-to-back Harvest titles for the Letchermack Award crew after today's drive in the Focus WRC. Here we are, heading to the finish ramp. Declan, we're live on Saturday Sport. It's another one in Donegal. Good feeling, I'm sure.
Great feeling, surely, to get the second one in Donegal. You know, it was a tough morning. The first three stages were wild, flippy altogether. But great to get around the last six there and take it home.
Yeah. And you set your stall out this morning at, I suppose, a mediocre pace. You wanted just to bed yourself in, and Herson got about 11 seconds on you, but then you had to sort of turn the screw at the start of the fourth.
Well, after Galway, our plan this morning was to, you know, take it easy, set a time, see where we were, see where everybody else was. We've done the same the second stage, and then on the third stage, Palmer took 9 out of us. He was going hard. He must have been taking an odd chance here and there, but unfortunately, his clutch went then on stage four. So that left us in the lead then, and we just kept chipping away, and we had a nice, comfortable lead then.
You weren't really troubled after that, so it was all about more still learning this Fiesta, was it, Declan?
It was more about learning the car, and that's the fourth rally done it now, and you know, to be fair, it'll take another 4 or 5 to get really used to it. But a good car, and the more miles we do, the better. But you know, keeping it on the road there, you know, it was a tricky day.
Now what's next for you? Is this the end of the year? Will you do something now before the year's out?
No, I think that's the end of the year now. We'll leave it now till February to Galway International February.
And you're going to give the Tarmac Championship and suppose other rounds of different other championships a real crack next year, you Declan?
Tarmac Championship and the National Championship, that's the plan for next year.
And do you think this Fiesta needs more work in 2016?
No, I think so, no. I think it's all down to us now. You know, as well set up there, we've done a good job on the suspension and, you know, tyres there and everything else today. We had the right choice. But it's just down to, you know, to ourselves and driving it and keeping it on the road. So, no, good result and great delighted to get it in the second harvest as well.
Okay, Declan, you and Brian, well done. Congratulations again.
Good man. Thanks, Oisin.
There you go, Declan Boyle from Letchermack Awards, the driver of the winning Ford Fiesta WRC. I'm just looking for Gary Cairns, who is driving the blue Escort, the man from County Monaghan. Is that right, Gary?
Cavan. Yeah,
Cavan. From Cavan, sorry. A Cavan man here in Donegal, second overall. You were running further down the road than some of the other leading competitors. This is a brilliant result for you, Gary.
Yeah, I'm very happy with the result now. Coming up here, a top 10 would have been a good finish for me. I didn't expect it at all. McPhillips going into the second last stage, Mick Phillips and Joe McGonigal were giant in time, and I was 1.2 behind them in fourth. Two of them must have ran into trouble, so and it's our day. You have to get an odd one.
It can be a daunting task coming to Donegal to take on some of the locals. Would you mix it right on there with them?
Yeah, the boys in Donegal go hard everywhere, but especially when you come to Donegal, the Donegal boys usually show you how it's done, especially in the wet. This morning we weren't near as far up as we were. When it started to dry up, we got the swing of the thing.
You now got a second in a Donegal rally. You're going to have to go back next year and try and improve on that, aren't you, Gary?
I might try and come back into the international. Maybe I've never done it up here yet, so I might try and do it next year and see.
Hopefully we'll be talking to you once again in June and Donegal. Well done today.
Right, thank you.
There you go, Gary Cairns from County Cavan. Well done, Gary. Great result. We'll talk to a Donegal man, Johnny Baird, who, alongside Wesley Patterson, great result, third overall. Johnny, you've been rallying now with Wesley for some time. This is a good result for you.
Hi, good. Good result. Good bit of battling all day there with Gary and Graham Brogan and Gary McPhillips, you know, and good event all round, you know. That's the main one, imagine.
Declan Boyle once again taking the limelight at the front, the overall winner. But the battle between these Mark II cars, phenomenal once again.
Well, like if you look at the last two or three stages, like there's only really two or three second gaps, setting 8 and 9 cars there. So just goes to show you saying that it is the battle.
Well, so well done today. Well done, Wesley. Johnny Baird. I was just going to talk to one more guy before we go. Castle Derrickman, Aidan Ray, taking victory in Group N. He's smiling here at the back of his Mitsubishi. Good result for you, Aidan.
Good result. Actually, I think we won Group N. I know we're just waiting on the times to upload probably, but I think we had won with 14 second lead in the last service. So it was a good result. It was a good rally. Now, really good stages. Enjoyed it.
It was a great battle between the Mitsubishi boys.
There was a good battle now with myself and Shane McGuire and Gary Cairns and them boys and Buster. It was good now. We're glad to get here now and get finished up. That's the main one.
Is this the first picture in the class for you in Donegal, is it?
It is the first good run. Hey, near home. We never really had a while good, close first or always second or third. We had a good run now today, so it's good to get it close to home now.
Awesome, well done. Congratulations. You deserve it, Ian.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.
Ian Ray from Castle Derrick. Well, I'm going to hand back to the studio now to Kenny, and we're going to get all the results, of course, calculated over the next couple of hours. They have to be finalised in the results office. You can check out highlandradio.com, the sports section, later on for some the reaction once again from this event, plus as well the top 10 and how it finished up officially, and we will have reaction tomorrow on Sunday Sport as well. Back to you, Kenny.